The rain hasn't seemed to stop for southeast Queensland in the past few days. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says that's because this is a once-in-a-lifetime weather event.
We're used to in southeast Queensland experiencing a bit of rain over a certain catchment, a little rain over Noosa or maybe Maryborough or the Gold Coast. This is happening right across the southeast. I think everyone would be in the same situation as me. We haven't really experienced this much rain in such a short period of time before.
Social media is awash with pictures and posts from residents taking shelter in their homes as their backyards and streets fill with water and they wonder when the rain will stop. A spokeswoman for the Bureau of Meteorology says it won't be for another 24 hours at least.
We've already seen 70 millimetres fall within an hour at Bribie Island this morning. So that's just one example of how quickly this rainfall is falling and the intensity that can lead to flash flooding. And we are expecting that to continue throughout today and this evening. And we're hoping to see some relief earlier tomorrow. So the relief will come in the early hours of Monday morning.
The extent of the rain has prompted emergency authorities to renew their warnings to avoid going out in the storm and to not drive through floodwaters. Police Commissioner Katerina Carroll says her officers are carrying out a large number of rescues across the southeast of the state.
Since the early hours of the 25th until just yesterday afternoon, we've received and responded to some 6,000 calls for service to flood-related matters. And that's from persons in danger, emergency assistance, local flooding and community assistance. This would have substantially increased over the last 24 hours.
Emergency Services Minister Mark Ryan is also warning residents to take care. The minister says that on his way to today's press conference, he saw more people out than he did during the pandemic lockdowns. He says the best place for everyone right now is at home.
Please, you need to stay at home right now. I know there is a lot of curiosity out there about what is going on. That is natural, but please, curiosity is a killer in these kind of circumstances. Now is not the time for going out and about to see what's going on.
Graham Frayne, the Director General of Queensland's Water Department, says Brisbane residents need to conserve water for now because the city's treatment plants have been impacted by the amount of debris in the system.
If Brisbane residents around the city, as far out as Logan, Ipswich, Moreton Bay and Lockyer Valley, could please conserve water at this point. The weather has had an impact in particular on the Mount Crosby water treatment plant.
Graham Frayne says crews are working on fixing the issues with the water supply.
And this is happening because of the extreme cloudiness that happens in the water when the water gets stirred up from all the detritus and other matters that come through into the water treatment plant and start to affect the filters. SEQ water crew have been out there working on site and are working assiduously to get a solution and to get elements of the water treatment plant back online.
Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has also moved to reassure Queenslanders as dams become increasingly full. As one example, the latest figures from the Wivenhoe Dam in Brisbane show that where capacity was at 58.7% on Thursday, on Sunday it is now at 160%. But the Premier says that with the extraordinary levels of water going into the southeast system, the proper controls are being followed.
People remember that we had an inquiry following the 2011 floods. The dam manuals have been updated and I have been absolutely assured that those dam manuals are being followed, and that means controlled releases.
Meanwhile, southeast Queensland is not alone in being buffeted by wild weather. The Bureau of Meteorology says the system causing havoc over Queensland is now moving south towards northern New South Wales. The Bureau's Ailsa Schofield says we can expect even more serious weather in that region in the coming days.
And we have already seen some very heavy rainfall totals in the northern rivers and the northern parts of the mid-north coast. We can expect to see that very heavy rainfall continue today as the primary rainfall day. So widespread, we can expect to see 150 millimetres in the northern rivers and mid-north coast areas.
11 weather warnings are current for hazardous surf and potential flooding in the Northern Rivers region and the mid-north coast between Kempsey and Tweed Heads. Speaking from the State Emergency Services headquarters in Wollongong, New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says the state is preparing for the worst. He's also urged residents to not attempt to cross through floodwaters.
We see this, as I said, every time there are flooding events across our state, people still take risk. They drive their vehicles into floods. Do not do that. You are putting your life at risk.
Deborah Grawke, SBS News.